I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday signed a bill to keep the government running into December after funding briefly lapsed. The president did not approve the bill before a midnight deadline to fund the government, and U.S. spending authority did temporarily lapse, but agencies weren't ordered to cease operations. The U.S. Senate passed the temporary spending bill on Wednesday in an 84-10 vote, and the House approved the legislation last week. The law will ensure the government does not go through a crippling shutdown during the coronavirus pandemic and about a month before the 2020 election. The Tokyo Stock Exchange plans to resume normal operations Friday after it halted Thursday trading due to what exchange officials said was a malfunction in its computer system. It was the worst such outage ever. There was no indication that hacking or cybersecurity threats caused the outage at the world's third largest exchange. The exchange's president apologized for any problems the outage caused. He and other exchange officials said a computer hardware device they called Machine 1 failed, and the backup, or Machine 2, didn't kick in, so stock price information was not being relayed properly. Officials see no problem, though, in the resumption of trading tomorrow. And a ban on plastic straws, cotton buds, and stirrers in England came into force on Thursday in the latest attempt to lessen the effect of plastic pollution on the U.S. environment. According to the U.K. government, an estimated 4.7 billion plastic straws, 1.8 billion plastic-stemmed cotton buds, and 316 million plastic stirrers are used in England each year. A large number of these end up in the ocean, officials said, harming wildlife and the environment. For more on these and other international stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Azerbaijani and